This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Calling Geek Squad Customer Care. This is David. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Sandra with XPO Logistics. How are you today?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir. I need to get a breeze code for a return unit.
Okay. What is the FMS number?
78692337.
All right. Just one moment for that to load. All right, and the name and address on that order?
Yes, sir. Corin Oakley, 18 Sullivan Street, Charlestown, MA, 02129.
Okay, and then I've got that phone number as 617-413-9542.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you said you needed for return?
Yes, sir. I had my tech on the line, but we've been having IT issues over here, and my call dropped. I was speaking to someone at the DOD, but the call dropped. So I guess he couldn't hear me, and I was unable to get any breeze code from him. The tech is going to return the gas dryer to the back to Best Buy tomorrow because the customer would need additional work done, some makeup air, to install the dryer, so she's just going to switch to an electric dryer. Mm-hmm. And the last agent I was speaking with, he asked could he place it in a brief hold while he called the customer, and then our connection dropped.
Okay, yep. Excuse me. Yep, so, yeah, I do see that previous case. Do, 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 do. And has that that team's already moved on, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, so I have the case number from this call, and I have the case number from your previous call, if you'd like to have both or just one of them.
Oh, I'm sorry, because when I refresh the screen, I didn't see the one that Kevin had provided. I mean, either one, that would be fine. I just have to put one on the order.
So whenever we do our case numbers, it doesn't go to FMS or OMS, OMA, until we complete the case, like we actually submit it on our end. And even then, you still would have to just refresh the screen on your end to see it. So, if you want to use that case number, or if you want mine, they're both going to be in FMS. So.
Okay, let me take yours since it's the most recent, because I have to inform my supervisors what happened. I'm speaking with them right now. So, yes, sir.
Not a problem. It's going to be 288-330-969.
And that's 288-330-969.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your help, sir. And thank you for using XPL Logistics. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And thank you for calling LPFR.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey.